John Kerry diz que concorda em estudar casos de requerentes de asilo na Austrália para reassentamento nos Estados Unidos. John Kerry, o secretário de Estado dos Estados Unidos, disse que o seu país concordou em estudar casos encaminhados pelo ACNUR, o Alto Comissariado da ONU para Refugiados, de requerentes de asilo no Centro de Detenção da Austrália, no exterior. John Kerry encorajou todos os países a trabalharem junto à ONU para encontrar uma solução duradoura para os refugiados.
In the United States have agreed to consider referrals from UNHCR on refugees now residing in Nauru and in Papua New Guinea.
O primeiro-ministro australiano Malcolm Turnbull acabou de fazer o anúncio com detalhes do acordo entre a Austrália e Estados Unidos.
It is only available to those currently in the regional processing centres. It will not be available to any persons who seek to reach Australia in the future. Our priority is the resettlement of women, children and families. This will be an orderly process. It will take time. It will not be rushed. It will be administered with the UN High Commission on Refugees and will continue to engage with the UNHCR on its implementation.
Richard Miles, da bancada de frente da oposição trabalhista, disse que a notícia é boa, mas que não entende por que o governo demorou tanto tempo para achar esta solução.
Since the coalition have come to power, they have absolutely dropped the ball when it comes to resolving the fate of those on Manus and Nauru, of finding resettlement options. And as a result, people have been left in indefinite limbo for the better part of 3 years now. The UNHCR regards as a result the mental health of those on Manus and Nauru as amongst the worst of any refugees in the world, which is a remarkable observation.
O líder do Partido Verde, Richard Di Natale, disse ter ficado desapontado com um acordo, segundo ele, feito em segredo e de última hora.
Because the government's got no plan, no solution when it comes to dealing with the fate of these innocent people seeking asylum. And it's a bit rich for Tanya Plibersek to be critical of what's gone on here when this outcome, people languishing in those hellholes, is a bipartisan consensus. We've seen both the government, with the support of the Labor Party, continue to offer a support for their ongoing detention and, in the words of Amnesty, torture.
Ian Rintoul, porta-voz da Coalizão dos Refugiados, disse que é primeiro preciso saber os detalhes do acordo para poder fazer uma avaliação, mas que o governo precisa levar em conta a saúde mental dos requerentes de asilo.
They've got to the point where there've been so many prospects, so many offers, so many suggestions, the decisions from the Supreme Court, the possibilities which are then snatched away from them. And I think it's having a similar effect at the moment, as far as Nauru is concerned in particular, but you know, to a lesser extent Manus, because people have just been through so much of it. They just said, well, until we see there is an offer, as far as they're concerned, there is no offer. They've had their hopes raised so many times before, and they're not about to put hopes in some things which are entirely speculation, you know, on part of this Australian government.